Blog Talk Radio.
Can you feel it? Can you feel it?
For me, if you wanted to, these expensive, these is red bottoms, these is bloody shoes. It's a school, I can get them both, I don't want to choose. And I'm quick, cutting off, so don't get comfortable. Look, I don't dance now, I make money move. Say, I don't gotta dance, I make money move. If I see you now, speak, that means I don't f*** with you. I'm a boss to a worker, bitch, I make bloody moves. Now,
he say, I don't want to. Hey, Trees, I be trying to catch that rap, man. I be trying to sing that joke. I be off like a bug, y'all.
I'd definitely be off. I'd be trying to sing it, so I just gave up.
We got to do our Cardi B impression, y'all. We make money moves.
Yes.
That's about.
We make money. Welcome back.
We are so happy.
So grateful. So blessed.
Somebody told me time makes the heart grow fonder. What we had here was a failure to operate for us to communicate, but you best believe today we got it all straight.
Yeah, I like that thing.
Hey, Chase, that was on top of my head.
Girl.
It's so good to be back on the corner with y'all. I truly miss y'all. I made a vow to myself, and I'm making a vow to you all. This year is going to be all Kills Corner is supposed to be. And today is the inaugural. This is officially Lady T's Corner. Y'all hear me? This is Lady T's Corner. She's directing us today. So at this point, then we can't shut up and let her do her thing.
What we're going to do is welcome everybody back to the corner from not being here last Thursday on the corner. So welcome you guys
Thursday.
Back. We love and appreciate you guys. Yes. Kale, you want to read the summary of what we're going to be talking about today?
Okay, we'll do. We're going to talk MLB division leaders, and out of all of the leaders, who we feel will be that team. Now, even with the
recent trade
that have gone on today, we're going to find out who will be in the World Series. I know it's early,
and I know it's early, and we have a lot.
A lot of baseball, you guys know me.
I love the early prediction.
So we're going to get down with that. Boxing. We're going to discuss the controversial win this weekend,
we're going to discuss the Great Russell and the Bartholomew fight, and that was controversial all the way to the end, and then the Garcia Benavidez fight.
Yeah, the BDB.
The BDB.
The BDB fight.
The BDB fight.
We're jumping to the NBA. And we're going to pay tribute, of course, to the 11-time champion. NBA champion, Bill Russell. NFL, we're going to discuss DJ Metcalf, Debo Samuel, the news on Deshaun Watson, the Cardinals, and correcting their mistake. So, hey, y'all,
I'm telling you.
Buckle up.
Get them ready. I'm smacking my hand.
Buckle up. Get your snacks. Get your drink. Go use the bathroom while we go on this little break, because I'm telling you guys, this is going to be like a T.O. Get your popcorn. We ready for y'all this today. We ready, because we ain't seen y'all. Look, we ain't seen y'all in a minute. So we got a lot of things to talk about. So we'll be right back. The number right here is 563-999-3782. We'll be right back.
La, 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 la. I had a dream I could buy my way to heaven. When I awoke, I spent that on a necklace. I told God I'll be back in a second. Man, it's so hard not to act reckless. The whole much is given, much is tested. Get arrested, guess until he get the message. I feel the pressure under more scrutiny. And what I do, act more stupidly. Bought more jewelry, more Louis V. My mama couldn't get through to me. The drama, people suing me. I'm on TV talking like it's just you and me. I'm just saying how I feel, man. I ain't one of the Cosby's. I ain't go to hell, man. I guess the money should have changed them.
That Bible say, what I do, act more stupidly.
Go on, please.
Okay, so we're going to talk about the MLB and the standings. I know it's early, but it's early, but it's not early. To see if we could just, you know, do a mock draft of who we think is going to win the whole thing. And I got, because, you know, by the trade, you know, everybody, Juan Soto was traded to the Padres, and he took Josh Bell with him. So that changes the dynamic a little bit for the Padres as far as getting in, because their record is still good. Let me see what their record is. Their record is still good, but I don't know if they got it good enough to make it in. What you think? Because I know you got the whole New York going. So I don't really want to count my team out, but it looks like my team counting me out. So I'm going to have to just get off the San Francisco might make it thing. and just hope for something else. I don't know, because it don't look like San Francisco is going to make it at all. We put up a good fight to the end, but it don't look, I mean, it's still early, like you said, it's still early, but I don't think we're going to make it, because we're falling behind, like so far behind, that I don't think we're going to be able to catch up. What do you think? Because I know you got New York going.
As much as I hate to admit it, it's a Yankee team from the AL East, and the Mets are boasting a 69 and 34 record. At home, 40 and 13. On the road, 29 and 21.
The Mets just won the game, so let's bring it up to seven.
Exactly. And the Mets are 64 and 37 on the road, and 33 and 20 on the road. I'm of the mindset of the baseball team that can win on the road is a very dangerous thing, especially one that has pitching, great defense. On the road and at home, you're a dangerous team. Those are my team.
I know they're your team, but let me ask you this. They got the Dodgers. I keep, because they're right there. The Dodgers are right there. 69, their record 69-33. Their home is 35-15. Away is 34-18, right? They almost have the same exact record as the Yankees. Now, the Dodgers are playing some outstanding games. I don't really, just like you don't want to give the Yankees their credit, I don't want to give these bums no credit either, but their record speaks for itself. It's like, to all the haters, just look at my record.
You said one word, Tree.
Yeah.
That deters me away from the Dodgers.
Okay.
And there's an old saying. Almost on the top in horseshoes.
There you go.
And this is baseball, not horseshoes.
Come on.
So I'm hearing you, and I'm feeling what you're saying about the Dodgers, but I'm going with the two teams who are not almost, they are actually doing the damn thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, okay. The Dodgers doing it too, man. I mean, I gave you what they got, the same record as the Yankees. They doing it. They 69 and 33. The Yankees are 70 and 34. Same exact record. No, that's not the same exact. Yeah, they are. I mean, they only down by one in each category on both sides. But the fact that you're saying they're only down, there's only one separating them.
That tells you that's not the same record.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They're better than the Mets. You see, I keep saying the Yankees.
Oh, okay.
You see, that's why I keep saying the Yankees. I think it's going to be the Dodgers and the Yankees. if anything.
Right. I'm good with you on that, but, you know, let's open up the phone lines and see what our caller says. 57.
Come on, 57. How you doing?
Good evening.
Who you got, 57? Good evening.
I'm just stunned by these two big trades today.
The treehouse and Juan Soto.
I don't want to get into who I think going to win the World Series, even though I'm picking my team all the time. But today, in the National League, especially in the West, that trade just put San Diego in the mix.
That's right.
And watching us play the Mets over the weekend, the Mets dominated our team. Even though we got to them in one game, they still dominated us. I'm not gonna say who's gonna win until the end of August. I need to see what things look like at the end of August. The American League is jumbled up. And the National League got the Braves, the Mets, the Dodgers, San Diego now. It's a whole lot that can happen.
Well, I agree. There's a lot of baseball left. There's a lot more that can happen. But it's the consistency to this point that leads me to say Yankees and Mets.
These two teams have basically shown themselves superior from the outset of the season until today.
Yeah. And let me tell you where the caveat is. Max Scherzer has been on two of the last three World Series champions.
Yes, that is a factor that we have to take into account. That blue brown eyed dude that's off the chain.
Who we talking about?
Max brings a certain contagious winner feeling. To whomever he's playing with.
And you can see the Mets playing with that attitude now.
Right. Like they believe in themselves.
Yep. Anytime they go out there, they look like we can win. They look like they got the attitude.
Coming to kick your butt.
Got that attitude like that. Even when they playing us, like we ain't even discouraging them no more. Like I don't even want to watch us play no more. Like we so out of it.
Thanks, Matt.
Because this is the only year.
I counted San Francisco out. I never really counted them out, but they always good coaching, good pitching.
Go ahead and count them, 57, because they got outstarters on the trading block. Why?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why they doing that? That's making me uneasy. It's making me uncomfortable.
The thing is, everybody in that league has moved up as far as their players and building their team, and San Francisco didn't make that move. Yep.
My bad. The Dodgers or the Mets or the Astros, because that's all, I mean, that's who I see right now. And the Padres, like you said, and the Padres.
The Twins, don't count the
Twins
out, sis.
Twins doing a good job. And you know who else doing a good job? The Brewers.
They're doing a good job, too.
They putting people to shame right now.
Yes, and if your team can't make it, you always looking for that underdog to come out of somewhere.
That's true. That's a fact. That is a definite fact.
Yep, I've been there.
All right, let's take another call.
007.
What's happening?
Hey, 007.
Let me tell you this, guess what, didn't 57 tell you where Juan Soto was going? Padres, you see he was crazy. Wow, hey, you signed on 57. Ain't no thing but some chicken wings from Mother Soul's Brad.
I know that's right.
Hey, look, check it out. I'm glad y'all mentioned the NL Central. Because St. Louis Cardinals is my pick to go to the World Series.
Okay.
I love Fred Sanford.
That man is crazy.
So that's my pick right there.
Okay, so I got you now for the Cardinals. World Series pick.
Cardinals all day.
I got you.
Mr. Cardinals all day. Let's go to my man Lou. What's up, Lou?
Can you hear me okay? I hear you. There's an echo there.
How you feel about who's going to win the World Series, Lou?
I don't know how to win the World Series. I think maybe it'd be playing Yankees or Dodgers at this point. Mets are going to play up a fight, but I don't think it's going to be able to overtake the Dodgers.
Oh, you going to get your team?
Well, Dodgers are strong, but at least we got Joey Gallo, because he was an Achilles. Joey Gallo. Joey Gallo. Thank God. Hey, I do want to say I'm glad we picked up the Nationals.
Picking up new prospects. You know, stopping young from this year.
Yeah, I'm
going to
get about six of them.
Everybody say, yeah, because I'm like, I don't get it.
Y'all let him go, and then he took Josh Bell with him for six players.
Yep.
They just say six players. They don't say six prospects. They ain't name the players. They ain't say nothing. They just say for six players.
Well,
the
Nationals going to get, you're going to get a pitcher. His name is Gore. He's a good relief pitcher. You're going to get James Walker. He's
James
a good
outfielder.
He's young and he can hit. He's coming to you.
He's a
great prospect.
He's a great prospect.
Everybody you're getting, the Nationals are getting, a good prospect.
A good prospect.
To build your team.
Can I say this, 57? If the general manager would have said a five-year deal, maybe he would say, but you went 13 years.
Soto wasn't going to stay for that.
But that go back with what Kel said when we were talking on Tuesday.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, like you said, somebody got caught up in the crossfire and some prospect, like Kel said, was going to get drafted.
Yep. The learners wanted out.
Yeah, so
the new owners coming in.
Yeah.
It was like making a decision. Let's do something.
What'd you say, Ken?
I'm a miss Soto. I love what he brought to my team. And I'm hoping that we just find another diamond in the rough within these six players that are supposed to be coming.
Maybe like Herschel Walker.
Like Herschel Walker.
Where they coming from, 57?
You said what?
Where the prospects coming
from? You said where these players coming from?
Yeah.
These are players that the Padres gave up.
Okay.
Young players that they had on the bench. That they gave up. They gave up like five or six guys, I think it was.
Okay.
Imagine Soto going down there and win the World Series. They're going to throw a little big pop.
They ain't gonna win the World Series.
I'll say that.
You say they're a contender, right?
Oh yeah, they're a contender.
And I'm
not gonna say they can't win it.
I'm gonna say they ain't gonna win it. I'm not gonna say they can't.
Why are you not gonna win it? Because of the Yankees? Is that why you're saying it?
They gotta go through too much to get to win the World Series. If you beat the Dodgers, you gotta play the Mets or the Braves. And I don't think the Padres can beat two series like that in a row.
Padres caught them in the World Series.
Right. Come on, let's.
I don't see the Cardinals in it.
I don't see them in it nowhere either.
Yeah.
But I digress. I could be wrong as well because a lot of baseball.
Yeah, me too. A lot of baseball left.
Yes, it is.
At this moment, it don't seem like they're going to do anything at this moment because they're losing more games than they're winning. I don't know what to say.
Let's take another one. Yes, ma'am. Well, we be sharing the same brain. Hold on. What's up, bro?
Hey, bro.
You can't call the family. How y'all doing today?
What's up?
Okay. Here we go, bro. Echo flex going on.
Yeah, man.
I hear y'all talking. Talking about Soto, man. I'm glad that they did let him go because, like 57 keeps saying, the learners really wasn't coming in here to do what they did. They just brought baseball back in D.C. And I really thank them and appreciate them for getting us that World Series. And they did the smart thing by going ahead and let Soto go, man.
Yeah. 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 True indeed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
as a person that believes in
so many times we see teams hold on for their own good, you know, and it's good to see a team that made a choice that was good for the player.
Good for the player. Mm-hmm. You know.
Facts. That's what I'm saying. Exactly.
Yeah. There are times when you have to recognize the market
and
what you can get.
And
Soto,
gave them the opportunity.
And your fans for the national, don't be upset.
Look
further down the road. Look 3 years down the road. And you're going
to
say, okay, I see what we're trying to get
to.
At first, I was like, they're stupid.
But I see what they're trying to do now.
Yeah, I agree with everybody had to say. Like, I was a little selfish too in the beginning. Like, why are they doing that? Like, trying to question it. But then looking at the whole book and reading the whole book, I understand, like everybody else, why they had to do what they're doing and why they did what they did, and not prolong it for that and for the, you know, for a good reason. So that was a good thing.
Yeah.
So we're going to take a quick break, and then when we come back, we're going to discuss the passing of 11-time champion, the GOAT, Mr. Bill Russell. We'll be right back. 563-999-3782. We'll be right back. Thanks.
That makes me crazy. Go ahead, please.
That is, I love that. So you guys, I know everybody heard. So let's, as a group, Hill's Corner, we're all hanging out on the corner. We're going to send up some prayers to the Russell family. He passed away over the weekend. He passed away. 11-time world champion, the original GOAT. That's the GOAT that everybody should be talking about but never talks about. But we're going to discuss a little bit about him and Wilt Chamberlain. But right now, we're going to just do, like, 2 seconds, and we're going to give him, like, nobody's going to talk. A moment of silence, you guys. And you just say your own prayers. Thank you. And that was for Mr. Bill Russell, the legend and GOAT. I open the floor up to anybody who wants to talk Bill Russell. We'll start with you, Kale.
You know, 11-time NBA champion. And I'm talking about 11 times in 13 seasons. Mr. Russell passed at the age of 88. And when certain words are used to describe an individual and how he went about his business, you know, words like elite, best defender.
Best defender.
Hill only, you know, when it came to defending his basket, defending that paint. It was all on him. Rebound, everything. So, like Treat say,
We don't really discuss him as the GOAT, but if we were to, there would be no reason to find anyone to argue with that fact that Mr. Russell indeed was the GOAT during his playing days.
And Kill, to piggyback off of what you were just saying, let me just read as a player some of his career highlights. He was an 11-time NBA champion, 5-time NBA Most Valuable Player, 12-time NBA All-Star, 3-time NBA First Team, 8-time All-NBA Second Team. He was a 4-time NBA Rebounding Champion. He was on NBA Lifetime Achievement. He got the NBA Lifetime Achievement Award in 2017. He was on All-Anniversary Team, the 24th, the 35th, the 50th, and the 75th. The list is so long, I'm just trying to pick out stuff to tell y'all. How much stuff this man has accomplished. And he's a 2-time NBA champion as a coach.
Hey, let's not forget. He got the Congressional Medal of Honor. I don't know if you mentioned that, from President Obama.
Yeah.
He also.
If you go back to the '60s,
there's a picture of
Bill Russell,
Muhammad Ali.
Jim Brown,
and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar sitting at the table protesting civil rights, and the lack of civil rights, I should say. So he was more than just a basketball player. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So I give him credit for everything he did on the court, and much more credit for what he did as an advocate for freedom, not just black people, but for everybody.
And he was inducted into the Hall of Fame in 2006. Let me just not forget to mention that.
Like you said,
he got so much.
Yes.
May I say this?
Yes, you can say. Come on, 007.
You know, on the basketball court, I always had to play five.
Had to play center.
I never understood why, because I didn't know what rebounds was or anything like that. So I think Bill Russell, because he's one of the best centers in the league. They never had me play point guard as a kid, but... Thank goodness I knew how to get rebounds. It's a big man. You had to box out.
This man got every award you can think of. He got it. He in every category you can think of, except for the ones we making up now. He's in them.
Yep, and looking at his accomplishment,
looking at the things that he was able to do,
mm-hmm.
We as basketball fans of today have lowered the bar on what we call a GOAT. You know, and you look at players like Mr. Russell, and there is no question, no argument, no static from nowhere. This man was truly a GOAT.
Yes, he was. And didn't get the credit while he was here as the GOAT because everybody's so focused on Michael Jordan and who they want to compare him to. So, I mean, you know, it's whatever.
And to be fair, he did go 11-0 in the
finals.
Yeah. The person that got me the under.
Do you guys think that you'll see another one player with 11 rings? Do you guys?
No.
Ever?
No.
Maybe as a player, coach, but not no one that's going to win 11 straight up.
Hey, y'all, please don't be mad at me when I say this.
Okay.
The closest player I see get 11 rings, and I might be wrong, is Stephon Curry.
You mean every time they win a championship.
They wasn't supposed to be here.
Ron, Steph already 34 years old.
Seven more to go.
Bill did his 11, nine of his back to back.
You ain't. I can't with y'all right now. This is crazy.
I mean, come on, they're throwing it out there.
Hey, D, respect Bill Russell, all of what he did, but he's not a GOAT. He cannot do this.
For his time, he was great. That's what we're talking about. He's got to be a GOAT. No, because I heard somebody say, comparing him to Michael Jordan, he cannot do that.
It's a big difference.
And we all know that.
No, when we say they're going by the rings, if they're going by rings,
I don't care what we go by. You got to see who we played against. You can't put him over a guy. I don't care how many rings he got. Well, let me ask you this. Would you say at his time he was the best ball player out there during his period?
That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Can we give him that?
He's on the floor on his time. On his time.
Okay, now, but can you say no other player has 11 rings as a player?
I don't care about that. That's from his time.
Oh, okay.
Imagine LeBron James playing in his time.
That's all the time. Put it in perspective. But look.
That's why I'm glad. Curry got some time. They tie for four rings right now.
No, all I'm saying is his 11 rings in perspective. I ain't talking about Stephen Curry, four rings, LeBron, four rings. No, I'm saying. Put Bill Russell's stats and accolades in perspective. That's all I'm saying. Let's do that. It's the same guy. LeBron gets to sleep anywhere he wants to sleep on the road. any hotel. He ain't got to go to no back door. He can eat at any restaurant. He ain't got to worry about no racism, none of that. And still be the number one player in the league. You got to give this man credit for being the best at that time. You got to give him credit for being a GOAT. You can't dismiss that, bro.
All due respect. But you're not going to put LeBron James on the floor with a bunch of white guys and not think he's going to do the same or 100 times better than what Bill Russell did.
But you can't dismiss what this man has done.
I'm just putting it in perspective.
If we're going to put it in perspective, Bill Russell didn't just play white guys.
He didn't.
When Bill Russell came into the league, there was an integration. There was an integration into
basketball.
So he didn't just play white guys contrary to popular belief. He did. Come on, Ted.
Hey, how y'all doing this evening?
Hey, Ted.
Yes, feedback. But y'all really getting mad up over that. But let me ask this question. Do you think Bill? Do you think Bill Russell could play in this time now, that they have now?
I'm talking to anybody. I'm just posing a question. I think he can play.
When people say that, can this person play in that era or can this person play in that era, the answer is going to always be yes, because player adjusts to whatever they're playing against. They have to adjust.
So with that, y'all understand that in that era, Mike would have did this, LeBron would have did this. He was the anchor of those 11 championships. Your defense wins championships. He anchored that defense. Centers now, they want to shoot three-pointers. Like I say, he can play now if you look at his game. He will give you the block and he will give you the rebound. And if you need to score in the fourth post, he will give you that.
Yeah.
And like 57, all the adversity he went through with playing in Boston of all towns, people bombing his house, you know what I mean? And he can't, like you said, you can't sleep in the same hotel as your white teammate. You know, people calling you nigger this and that. So, but he prevailed, man. And as far as civil rights, he really stood on the forefront of that. He didn't shy away. He didn't care what others thought. He stood up.
I would take him as my center over pretty much any center that they got today.
You said how many times you want to rebound that title? You said four times, right? A guy like DeAndre Drummond won it four times.
Go ahead, Jay.
Go ahead, Jay.
All right. Okay,
right.
You saying Andre
four
rebounds? He averaged probably
in the
20 range. But ain't no sinners like that compared to really going to get rebounds. You look at Bill. How many rebounds did he average?
I don't know. I just asked my mother.
22.
He averaged
22
rebounds. He's been four times.
I like Drummond, but as far as the big man competition, they don't have it like they had back then. Pretty much everybody had big men, and they played a big man position. Go ahead, I'm done.
You said he wasn't playing the big man position, how they playing it now. Back then, Bill Russell wasn't going back to back against seven footers every night. He wasn't doing it.
When he started in center position, his back against the basket, whether he's at the free throw line or what have you, pretty much, he's getting in the post. He's going to either swing, he's going to either throw that left hand hook or that right hand hook. He ain't doing no extra stuff. He's doing what he needs.
Can I say this?
What
did that have to do with anything that I said?
Because you just said he don't play with his back against the wall. You said he don't play as a center.
I never said he don't play with his back against the wall. That never came out my mouth.
That never came out my mouth.
What was that you said then?
But he didn't just play against slouches.
I asked her, how many rebounding titles did Bill Russell have? She told me four. I mentioned the guys, Andre Drummond, who has the same rebounding titles as him, Bill Russell. That's all I said.
What's the point?
What point? But then you can't measure it like that, though, bruh. I mean, he was playing in the league at that time. They didn't shoot that much like that. Now they shoot all the time.
It's easy to take one passing up and try to compare in that way.
Like you said, you can't put Bill Russell in that type of box. Because he did so much.
He got 40 rebounds in one game and maybe 20 blocks or something. I ain't correct on the block, but on them rebounds he had 40 in the championship game. Never lost a game seven. He's the ultimate winner.
Darius, let me say this to you, Darius. First and foremost, if it wasn't for Bill Russell, none of us would probably be playing the game, right?
Yep.
I'm talking about not us.
Yep.
Be playing the game. Yep. So that alone, right there, alone for me, I'm just saying because this is how I feel. That alone for me, he is the GOAT forever. He is the GOAT for me forever.
Yep.
Period. Because he had to endure a lot, not just trying to get and break and integrate it into the basketball. He was getting rocks thrown at him on a daily basis. You can't eat with certain people. You can't use the bathroom. You can't do this. You can't do nothing but play this game. And then they paid them pennies. And then they paid them pennies. You know what I'm saying? Like, they paid them pennies. So, no, he is the GOAT.
I'm confused of where y'all going.
Can I say this?
I'm talking about his play on the court. I don't care what he did. It's so many people that had to go through trials for it. I don't care about the trials that I recognize the trials and I respect the trials that players and people had to go through for it. I respect that. But I'm talking about what he did on the court.
Darius, I'm sorry. I had to mute you, man. You're making a huge mistake. You are making a huge mistake. Someone that comes about in a generation and is a trend setter and is a different maker for generations after generations to come.
You can't say I don't care about that.
You cannot say that. That's just like us African Americans saying, we don't care about what King did. That's an oxymoron. We cannot say that. Because, like, as Jamal could say, if it was not for Bill Russell and his struggle and his accomplishment, where would the African American man be in the NBA? Seriously.
Let him respond.
You can't say that, man.
I'm going to say this, y'all.
Let him respond.
But that was clear.
Can I say this? I do not care about the game of basketball or sports. That does not matter about us. How about let's recognize some Herbalists? How about let's recognize some Hillers? Let's do that. These guys are playing basketball. Who cares about putting the ball on the court? You just got emotional. You got running up and down the field. That's not a skill set. That's not a program.
This is not a herbalist program.
So why do I have to care? You want me to care about his past? No, let's care about the real. All I want you to do is respect him. That's it.
And he has more than deserved your respect. All of our respect. He has more than deserved all of our respect.
Because he dribbled the basketball. Hold on, let me say this. We're talking about the stuff that he did to get us to the point to be able to dribble the ball and make millions, right?
To be able to have black coaches. He was the first black coach.
Wait a minute. This is what I'm trying to say, Darius. Our black heritage, sometimes when we're talking about it, I don't want you to be so dismissive to the point where you like you don't really care about stuff. Because people take things that you say literally on here. You can't just say, I don't care, because we all know you do care, but you can't just say, I don't care about, you know, him dribbling the ball up and down, because it wasn't really about him dribbling a ball up and down. It was about us trying to make a footprint in the world at that time.
To advance the black race.
Wait a minute. I'm going to need you to, like, back it up just a tad. Because I understand who you are, and I understand who you are, but they don't understand who you are because of how you're talking. So I
kind of disagree with y'all,
you know.
I think if he if that's his opinion, if he wants to have it, he's entitled to have his opinion. We can't make him force him to respect somebody, you know, and mute him because their opinion is different from ours. You know, that's censorship.
No.
Can I say this? Entitled to his opinion. Nephew's entitled to his opinion.
Can I say this?
He wants me to respect something.
That's like today. Why is he respecting LeBron? Why are these teachers not getting paid when LeBron gets paid? It's certain fields. I don't really care about basketball, football, sports. That don't do anything for our people.
What do it really do?
Hey, Dirty, you know what I want you to do? I want you to look up the Olympic Games and then say to me that sports and I watch it related. Can I share this?
All right, some players, you know, as far as basketball players, they donate stuff to youth centers, you know, some of them build youth centers. A lot of things not published or, you know, announced, but they donate their money, they give their money. So, you know, they do a lot of things. And with, especially with the millionaires now, they get paid, they take care, they got generational wealth. Now, what they do with their money, other people that's in their family, that's them. But if they do the right thing, black people are getting ahead, like your mother said, we're advancing. But we can't dismiss the past. It was just a moment of education, man, because of what the struggle they went through. To pave the way, so it's supposed to be good, like, you know, it ain't good now because things is gone, but, you know, it's better than what it used to be.
That's why, so. Let's just, everybody agree, calm down, and disagree. Agree to disagree. And we're going to leave that right there. We're going to take a quick break so all heads can cool down just a tad. We're going to take a little break, you guys. The number here is 563-999-3782. We'll be right back.
Hey, y'all, we going to get it right here. This is a remix.
Oh, 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 deserving a piece. Oh, oh.
Controversial ending, you guys. Did anybody see the fight?
I didn't get to see it.
Gary Russell Jr. and they stopped the fight in the sixth round?
Yeah.
And the ref. When that ref
just stopped the dude was still standing up.
Yeah.
That one you're talking about?
Yeah, that was the girl.
And he was fighting
the dude.
Right, I seen it.
Right.
I seen it, lady, too. I seen the whole fight.
Right,
so what did you think about the fight and the stoppage of the fight? Because you know the ref was fine for stopping that fight.
The ref didn't stop the fight because dude was okay. He did hit him, but the dude slipped in the fence when he tried to get up. He got up on his feet and he walked. And his body language is always like that. He's like a daisy. You know, fighter. So he walked to his corner, came back. The ref said, "Come here." He came to him. You know, he wasn't shaking. The ref just said no. I'm like, man, come on. Give this guy a chance. And like you said, that was he should have been fired.
He should have been fired.
I mean, yeah, because he didn't do a good job. That's somebody's livelihood for their paycheck, for their ranking.
So it's travesty when they don't get it right.
That's true.
And ain't nothing you can do about it. You can't go back and change.
But that was a mistake, a big mistake.
Fired is big.
Yeah, I'm about to say
Oh,
<great. laughs>
garbage can lid.
shoot a pinky toe off.
Shoot a pinky toe off.
The Jerry Russell Jr. and Bartholomew fight was the undercard for the Garcia versus Benavidez fight.
Right.
Which won by what was it, unanimous decision? I think he got a unanimous decision.
Okay. Right, but two judges had him winning, but one judge had him winning.
It was 2-1.
Okay,
it was 2-1.
Okay, I got you.
But it was, they didn't call it a split decision, you know? They called it, like you said, a unanimous decision, but one judge had it even, and then two judges had it, you know, two different scores, but they had, what's the name winning? Garcia.
Garcia. So.
But you're right. But they did call it that.
They did call it that.
That's how they voted.
That's how they voted.
I was tripping for a minute. Then I said, okay. Well, he explained
it. Right.
That was perfect. I appreciate that. But that fight.
I'm telling you, boxing has just lost something. It's lost something. I don't know. Because I remember a time when every weight class, every division had somebody else that you wanted to see. And now it's just like, again, with the emergence of MMA, it just seems as if, man, you know, I can go without it.
Can I say this, Kale?
Yeah.
Hey, you told me, right?
My opinion,
as far as boxing, you got to pay for some really good fights. You got to pay, at least about
$100
now. And then you don't know how the fight going to turn out. They might fight. They might not do it. But you know MMA,
you know
for sure they're going to fight.
Right.
So,
right.
Boxing, you're going to get a lot of dancing around that hitting. But MMA, you can't run.
That's a cage.
I mean, I thought that was the objective in boxing. You hit and not get hit.
Yeah, that's true. I mean,
boxing is good.
But people are getting bored from that. I'm just saying, they're getting bored from that, like you said.
How you say that when they just literally shut down Madison Square Garden? You can't just say he was getting shot. It's a lot of big time boxing matches that we're waiting to see. You just cannot make that statement. Just say you're getting bored of it, man. You just can't make that statement.
And that's what I said. My opinion. That's what I said.
No, you said people is getting tired of boxing. You said people. You didn't say I'm
Let me finish. Because Kale made a statement. He said people are losing interest in boxing. So just I gave my opinion to why there are people are losing boxing. Not saying it's right, but that was just my opinion.
I know, and that's what I'm saying.
All you have to do is look at the numbers. All you have to do is look at how the numbers have fallen off.
Can I say this right quick? When your mother asked how many people saw that fight, how many people saw it on this line? Not many. Me, her, and I think 57 tips saw some of it. But I don't know if anybody else
said they saw it.
He said he saw it.
He was sitting right beside me.
Who?
Who?
D.
Right, that's in your house, I'm saying. But you asked that question with anybody else.
Right. Who else saw the fight?
I get you. That's one out of how many fights?
They just sold out at Auburn. At the Marvel Stadium.
Jesus Christ, John.
What we are used to are multiple fights.
You give me an example of today. One fight sold out. Congratulations. We're talking about
We're talking about the time. How many times did they pay to see Wilder and Fury fight? And each one of them was a sorry fight.
It was a sorry fight.
You can tell anybody anything, anytime. It doesn't matter because you sold it to them that it was good. You know, so if we're gonna base it on how many rings were sold out, how many gyms were sold out, and the game was sorry, the fight was sorry, the food was sorry. Exactly. Just because they sold it out.
But that was the whole point, though, of 57. Like, that's not making sense. If they sold it out,
yes, it
that
does.
Means people...
Yes, here's the thing. When I paid to see Mike Tyson... No, let me finish. When I paid to see Mike Tyson and Leon, I mean, and Michael Spinks fight, I didn't know the fight was going to go 90 seconds. But I paid my $100
to see it.
Right. But guess what? Y'all, everybody was there expecting a good fight. Right?
Yeah, but
right
that's, what
yeah,
that's what I'm
you,
saying.
That don't mean it was good because everybody was there.
That's what they anticipated.
It means
your anticipation said, let's go see this bum fight.
You're talking over me, so hold on 1 second. Just
no,
one
well, you won't let me finish, and you can't change my mind
about the way I feel.
You can have the whole floor back. Just 1 second. What I'm telling you is, even though... the place was sold out. It was in the mindset that it was sold out because I'm going to see something good. I didn't disagree with you.
I said that.
I'm trying to say something and you won't let me. You're not getting what I'm trying to say. What I'm saying is you went there anticipating a good fight. When you got there, it wasn't a good fight because it only lasted 90 seconds. But you had no idea in your brain when you bought your ticket that it was going to be 90 seconds. So that's what I'm saying. The anticipation brought everybody out. It brought everybody out of their wherever they was at to buy this ticket and go see this fight. So, yes, the anticipation was there for everybody to see the fight. This so happened that it only lasted 90 seconds. Now everybody mad. So that's a bad example to me. That's my opinion. Just like that's on your opinion. You can unmute them.
You know, y'all like to mute people when they got a difference of opinion from what y'all got. You know, y'all like to do that. Like you like to censor people because their opinion is not with yours. So censor me again. Go ahead.
Hey, you on your way?
Well, I don't care. Do it. It's your control. Do it.
It's rules to everything, 57.
I'm not
going to
agree with you just because you would mute me and say you're right.
It's about letting someone have their own opinion.
I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to mute myself.
In retrospect, what you're saying, 57, I don't agree with you. I'm going to get my opinion out, and I'm going to over-talk you when you're trying to get yours up. That's not a conversation.
Right.
You say what you say, and then I say what she got to say. That's all. I want to hear her argument to see who exactly coincides with mine.
That's all.
Right. So only thing, did you get my opinion? Did you hear what I was saying? Did it?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Agree.
If you got it.
Yeah, and I agree.
Okay. Thank you. And I'm not saying thank you like, I'm all like, I just wanted to make sure you guys got what I was trying to put out. Because like Darius was saying, it is I want to see boxing. Like, I mean, you know, I want to see it. And if it was a fight tomorrow and I can make it there, I would go. That's all. I'm saying everybody deserves an opinion, and you can have your opinion. I got mine. I'm not going to interrupt when you talk. You have the floor. Go ahead. You don't want to talk?
He don't want to talk.
We can move on. It's all good. Anybody else have anything they want to say about the Garcia fight that took place over the weekend?
Yeah,
what happened
to that?
Boy, I'm sorry.
Huh?
I wonder what happened to that boy.
Oh, man. Listen.
Can I say this, Kale? As far as I think 57 was trying to say, I'm not for sure.
But
back then in the day, you had better quality of boxers.
Don't speak for him, because then that's going to start something else.
If you heard what I said, I think.
I'm not sure.
But let me say this. Let me say this, back then you had a better quality of boxers from heavyweight on down. And I mean, you had the Sugar Ray to the heavyweight, all that, and like you say, that participation back then, everybody pretty much watched because you had a good quality. Now you got so much politics in boxing, and you got so many divisions, everybody dodging each other, and it's so much of a time before you even get a fight, but back then you have fights like every, I mean, so often, and quality fight. With Howard Cosell announcing it, and it was free. So I'm just saying, and now you got a select few, and they're not going as they did before, drawing the crowd. You got a few, you know, it was Spence fight, but it ain't that many, and they're not fighting each other like they should. Why we ain't seen Crawford and the one I just said, Spence, why we ain't seen that fight yet?
They're trying to literally set it up right now. What's the politics? They're setting it up right now. They just got out of fight.
Okay.
Didn't Spence fought since then? He fought since then. But what I'm saying, the trajectory that he was on was delayed because of the card. No, he's asking why. What'd you say, Tree? No, I'm with you. I see what you're saying. Like, that's why the fight hasn't already taken place because he was in that car accident and that delayed the process, right? Is that what you're saying?
Right. And we all have an eye that is going to be a good fight.
Right.
So they don't want him to prepare himself, get back into the swing, and then we'll have that fight. I believe that's the politics with that.
Yeah, because they said that right now.
I'm going to have to disagree on that, simply for the simple fact when he got in his car, he wasn't even talking to them fighting. Because he wasn't even, I don't even think he was on the pound for pound list when he got in his car. Now he's number two on the pound for pound list, and Bud is sitting at number one. Now, because you got to understand, after he got in that car accident, he fought, and then he hurt his ass. Before that next fight, he had hurt his ass. It was still never talk.
Without those injuries, do you think there still would have been no talk of them fighting? Without the injuries.
In my opinion, he still fought the people that he was going to fight. So he still had to beat the people that he beat. They even, you know, had this conversation.
Okay.
And on that note, you guys, we are going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. The number is 563-999-3782, and we do not own the rights to the music.
Once upon a time, Brooklyn was the scene. In the project that they call Fort Greene, the little young man, Cinderfell is his name. To make it interesting, it's me, Dana Dane. I live in a house with my crew stepdad and two stepbrothers who treated me bad. I cook, I clean, I scrub the floors, and I was like an errand boy running to the store. My brothers, they used to boast and brag. We've got fresh gear and you've got rags. Even worse than that, to make me feel low, they gave me a straw hat while they had kangos. Girls used to say, Dane, you're so cute, but you get no rap with them polyester suits. Well, one day up the avenue.
I remember one Easter, my mom bought my twin brother and I a matching polyester suit. Hey, look.
The dudes in the church.
Man, they joined on us so hard, man. It wasn't even funny. I feel that this is a witch hunt that has come to an end, and to not have the Me Too women's rights organizations on the NFL's back. They felt like we have to give them some type of suspension.
Yeah.
So they landed on six. But he really shouldn't have gotten anything.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously.
I mean, how can a court of law find you not guilty?
And then the NFL turn around and find you guilty.
Right.
Now, I understand the NFL has a different policy than Houston.
I can understand that, but at the same time,
you guys use the same wording. The law and the NFL use the same wording. So, how are you going to say he's wrong here, but he's right here? This is wrong there, but it's okay here. I don't understand that.
Yeah, I don't like that either. I don't like it. Pineapples. That just make me say pineapples. Like, that just makes me look at them in a whole new pair of glasses. I need my NFL glasses on when you know, talking about these people. Because you innocent in a court of law, and then I still got to be... You still taking money from me. Because that means them six games, I'm not getting paid.
Yeah.
Debo says he agrees with UT.
And Deshaun Watson shouldn't have gotten anything to make it nice. We both know Debo said a few other choice words. But to make it nice, that's what he said.
Right. Right. I'm with him because, I mean, if that's just like Kale, me and you in a court of law, they say, innocent, you free, go about your business. Then you get to work, and they go, oh, we're going to suspend you for 6 days. You like, wait a minute. How do I get suspended?
Exactly.
I did not do. They just told you I ain't do it.
Right.
I don't get that. Like, what? They must got some. I don't know. I can't call it. That's just. It's too. I can't call it. But he can't get around it. So they didn't took so much from him. He just like whatever it takes for me to get to throw this football again. I'm just do it and let's get it over with. Just do it so we can get it over with. And they did it. And now it's over with. So let's see some good football from Deshaun Watson around, January.
Now, the question really is streets.
Okay.
What is going to be done with Robert Kraft?
Oh, no.
Has this situation over?
Yeah, it's cold.
Well, he's kind of caught in the catch-22. Because you don't want to bring it back up and find yourself in the midst of a situation. You know what I mean? But I just think it's unfair. I really think it's unfair if two people, and I know one is the owner and one is the player, and there's a difference there. I understand the difference there. But what I don't understand is how we both can be caught doing wrong in the same way, and I'm punished and he's not. Let me tell you how.
In Deshaun Watson's case, they got those women to say he did something to you, and we're going to pay you. right? Hey, shh, come here, put something in your ear. Say this. With the people with craft, ain't nobody accusing him of nothing. That's why it's a non, they just call him there. You know what I mean? Like, he was there. Nobody was underage. Nobody was saying he did anything to them. He just was caught there. So that's the difference. That's why nothing is going to happen to him, ever. Because nobody is saying, oh, he did something to me. He put his pee-pee on, you know, I gave him a happy ending. Or he asked for a happy ending or whatever it was. Nobody is coming out saying that about him. Find me one. I wait. Nobody's doing that. But then you got over here, all you got to do is set one off, and it's everybody going to join. Even if they weren't there, they're going to join. That's just like a bus fail, and you saw the bus fall, and you know everybody on that bus going to get paid. What you trying to do? Get on the bus?
Debo said he got sentenced after beating the criminal case. Meanwhile, nobody talking about the player that beat his girlfriend to death and also said, I thought he was dead. That's his own thing.
That was in Seattle. Yes. Yeah, Esau, the white guy told the African-American young lady, oh, I thought you was dead after he done beat her in the face. It looked like she got two footballs on the eyeballs.
Didn't he choke her, too?
Thank you. Come on, Ted. You know what I'm talking about.
Exactly. Okay, now as far as looking at the judge, let's look at the judge who made the decision. Because the NFL and the team owners did not give him that sentence. They did not say that he cannot get massages from professional people and whatever other stipulation it was. I'm not going to quote it because I don't know exactly. But the judge who handed him the sentence, you gotta really investigate her.
Okay.
I'm sorry, y'all. He said he was sorry and got some rehab. The player that choked his girl and beat his girl with the Seahawks. I'm just missing. They keep making it okay and excusing it for dumb. And holding others to the highest extent of the law. This situation is going to get worse before it gets better. And it's going to continue to show. At the expense of this young lady's life.
Exactly.
No, I'm talking about the Deshaun Watson thing. No. That guy should be punished, man. What he did to his girlfriend.
It ain't gonna happen.
I can't help but wonder if the roles reverse. If he was a black man and she was a white woman, I can't help but think about it in that way.
He's locked up. His career is over.
Throw away the key.
No doubt.
Regardless of how difficult it is to say it, it's always been that the stipulation as far as who's in control, who set up the bureaucracy, who set up government, who makes the laws, who contains the laws, You know, and who,
you know,
we know
and
is unfair.
Know justice,
unfair. For,
justice
for black people.
For black
that's history.
History.
So,
and
it hasn't stopped.
And it hasn't stopped.
Wow. Yeah.
That's crazy. That's true, T. That's true. Well, let's go move on to some great news. How about that? Let's get some
All right.
Y'all want some great news?
I swear we be sharing the same brain, girl. Go on.
Let's talk Debo Samuel, guys. Let's talk Debo Samuel. Got that
what
money.
Okay,
so
Debo
Samuel
died.
He said
Mm-hmm. Because they always say that we inferior. They feel that we inferior.
They feel that we inferior. They want that DNA.
Of all the teams
who need a quarterback,
Who, when if you're San Francisco, and you look at these teams, Seattle is the only team that has everything you would want. As far as money and draft picks. Nobody else can compare to what Seattle has.
Hey, bro. Hey, shoot your hand. Do what you do. We got Trey Lance, and I'm good with that. I'm good with it. I mean, I think, like, when Doc was here the last time, he said they'd be dumb for getting rid of Garoppolo. So I don't know if they he put a little bug in their ear because he's – I mean, Garoppolo don't seem like he's going nowhere. He over there with his fist up pumping for everybody to get their money because, he got his money already. So he got his fist up and pumping like, hey, we good over here. I don't know what's going on.
But does your team really want that confusing, y'all?
Well, it's not confusing. Only y'all think it's confusing. We don't think that. Yeah, we don't think that. At all.
I wouldn't say that.
Even Doc said it. Doc said we'd be a fool to get rid of him. Even Doc, he will be a great backup quarterback for the guy if something happened or anything. He knows our offense.
Doc,
say it again.
I think Seattle should have got Baker Mayfield. I'm the one said it.
I said Doc doesn't believe in Trey Lance. That's why he's saying what he's saying.
That's not what he's saying. He's saying that he likes the young fella, but that I wouldn't get rid of Garoppolo.
Okay.
You know what? We had for our second quarterback then.
That's like me saying I love the way Reese. Make home fried potatoes. But every time you look up, I'm in IHOP eating home fries.
What's wrong with that?
I must not really like these home fries like I say I do.
Maybe you can't get to her every time. Or maybe she busy. Or maybe she got something to do. I don't know. But what I'm saying is, it ain't nothing wrong. 24/7 access. Eat your food. Sometimes I do. Sometimes I don't. That's how they feel. Hey, I got to roll with it because that's my team.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I can't go against them. If that's what they're doing, I'm doing it too. If they riding with Garoppolo in the back of the bed, then he in the back of the bed. Let's roll.
That's a whole lot of money off your roster going to quarterback.
You think so? We already paying them, though, bro. We already paying them. Listen, getting rid of them ain't going to make the payment go away. Come on, man. We still going to have to pay that man. And then you want me to get somebody else? Now I'm about to pay somebody else, too. Now I got three people I'm paying for one spot.
Once you frame him, unless you have a trade which says that you are to pay a percentage, that pay falls on that thing he's traded to. That's not you guys.
I don't know, but I like it like it is. I don't want them to move. I don't want them to do nothing. I'd like it just like it is, my brother.
I mean.
Because he know everything. He know everything where everybody need to be. He know all that.
Right.
If something happened to Trey,
right.
Boom. Good back, throw him in there. We ain't got a dummy down the roster. We ain't got a dummy down the plays. We ain't got to do none of that. We just do the regular plays, go on in there, and let's get the W. My bad.
You said it right.
You're right. Y'all don't get an A when y'all play us. But I agree with you, Lady T. I agree with you. As far as, keeping your roster as you like, keeping your quarterback situation as it is. But y'all going to get the mail.
Let me say this.
As long as Trey Lance has the shadow of Garoppolo on his back,
that youngin is not going to be able to play comfortably.
They've been playing comfortable this whole time. Ain't nobody. They ain't even got in no argument. Like Garoppolo is being the, he's been a bigger person than I thought he should be.
I think Garoppolo being humble because he's been going back and forth about trading him if you're going to trade this and that, but he's still hanging in there.
But bottom line, he's getting checked,
and I agree though with you. I'll keep him. Because that's your backup. What better backup would you have than him?
I was ahead of myself, of course. We haven't even played one game, so I'm all the way ahead of myself.
All the way.
But that's cool, you know.
You're a fan. A fan is supposed to feel that way. About their team.
Get one mob and stick with it. Don't wait till the end of the year. Get one mob and ride or die with it.
I'm a one mom girl. I ain't like, you know, my son, my offspring. I'm a one person team.
That's right.
I like players.
That's right.
I do like different players, but I like San Francisco everything, just about.
That's right. But you don't go for the Warriors. And that's cool because you support the Bears, but going to San Francisco.
That's why I said just about, because growing up, I just liked Jordan and what they was doing. I mean, that was my team. My dad liked it. I'm a daddy girl, so I deal with my daddy.
Right.
On that note, you guys, I want to say thank you, and I enjoyed this Tuesday episode of Kale's Corner. You guys were so special to me today. Thank you guys so very much, Kale. Thank you for trusting in me. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much. Do you have any last words, Kale? Because we're going to close out.
As I always say, if you love them, they should already know it. I want to say a big congratulations to Mima, my daughter, and the baby, a beautiful girl, so gorgeous. She is so gorgeous. So congratulations to her. Happy to my man Brown. Brittany, you take care of Brown over there. And DMV Kale will be back with Lady T on Thursday. Go ahead, T.
Kayla McTee would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kayla's Corner. Kayla McTee would also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. We love, 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 we love you guys so very much. We are here every, Kayla McTee, we are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999-3782. You guys can follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Kayla's Corner. And you guys can log into blogtalkradio.com/UKLMcLean and log in and listen to the show. We want to say another rest in heaven to Bill Russell, family, and friends. We love you guys so very much, and we'll see you guys right back here on Thursday at 5 p.m. Kayla.
To the riches, do trap the chicken, do rapping, whatever's happening, crack aware, I'm the young black Ralph Lauren. Every time I get out, they put me right back in. The Michael Corleone, the microphone, the Michelangelo will flow. I paint pictures with poems. I gather no more, it's like a rolling stone. In case the Grim Reaper visit my home, nigga, I'm gone.
Come on.
Guns and roses, poses, visibly shook of the invisible bush. Flowers need water to grow, it gotta rain. In order to experience joy, you need pain. Every time a baby is born, somebody's slain. You know the saying, somebody's loss is another's gain. The sun comes out when the water goes down the drain. A rainbow then the clouds come out, we do it again. Everything evens up, you just wait. Even a garbage can gets the steak. You ain't even a garbage can, you have faith. But when it turns your way, before it turns away, you gotta turn that into something. You gotta learn from Jay. You get return on your investment, if attention you pay. Let's go.
Bittersweet like friends and golden. Some get left behind, some get chosen. Just